Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The latest statewide numbers show a drop in cases of flu after a spike 2 weeks ago. But public health officials are still urging anyone who hasn't had a flu shot to get one as soon as possible. And the public is responding in such large numbers that some outlets are running out. Patients are experiencing unexpected waits, and clinics are extending their hours. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Rachel Sorensen decided yesterday that it was finally time to get a flu shot. She stopped by a CVS near her home in Belmont, but the pharmacy had run out. She spent 45 minutes on the phone looking for someone who still had the vaccine.
Basically, everyone had run out. I called a dozen different pharmacies and supermarkets, and none of them had anything.
A few places told Sorensen more vaccine might arrive later today.
So I'll give them a call and see if they have any, but otherwise, I'm washing my hands a lot.
Is that funny?
Young Lucas Rose is one of the lucky patients who got the vaccine today.
It's okay.
I know, buddy.
Lucas is on his mother's knee in a flu clinic at the Harvard Vanguard office in Quincy, opened today in response to a deluge of calls.
Anybody who comes into the building who has an appointment gets offered the flu shot as well, so we're constantly doing them all day.
Camille Peterson, the operations manager, says all the staff have been vaccinated, and she stops everyone she sees, vendors, deliverymen, and me, to ask if we've all had the flu shot.
God, I hate this part, the beginning part.
Amihan Henry hears Peterson make an overhead announcement that there's a clinic on the third floor. She stops by, even though she hates shots. But Henry is here because she manages a household that can't manage without her.
It'd be bad for you to be sick.
Very.
Patient after patient who has had the flu this year describes an awful experience. Carrie Griffin says she was sick for about 2 weeks, starting just after Christmas, even though she had the flu vaccine.
I really have just started feeling kind of 100% back to normal for the last 4 or 5 days.
The State Department of Public Health says the latest numbers show flu is on the decline from the peak 2 weeks ago. Jonathan Grad, a research fellow at the Harvard School of Public Health, says that's an encouraging sign.
But it's hard to know exactly what that means for the future, particularly as over this week kids are returning to school. So we'll have to see what happens over the next week to really get a sense of whether this is a continued downward trend or not.
Rachel Sorensen renewed her search for the flu vaccine this afternoon. After about 2 hours, Sorensen got the shot.
My arm's a little sore, but I'm hoping I won't get the flu.
But there's no point telling you where Sorensen found the vaccine.
They said that they would probably be out by the end of the day.
There are clinics open this weekend in many communities across the state, and many hospitals and physician groups are well stocked. But you might save yourself some time and frustration by calling ahead first. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.